This is the Friday edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I'm a Big 550 KTRS. I am Paul Harris. Ian and Dan are here with me. And it's time now to play the Harris Challenge. If you've not played in the last 30 days, call us now. I'm sorry, 60 days. I forgot the new rules. If you haven't played in the last 60 days, call us now, 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. All right, let's meet our first contestant for the Harris Challenge today. Hello, Mark.
Hi, Paul. How's it going?
Good. As our contestants have used so nicely in the past, you get what we call the five-second cheap plug opportunity, a chance to exploit the public airwaves for your own personal gain by sucking up to the boss, shouting out to the family, or maybe you have some prearranged commercial endorsement that you'd like to use the airtime for right now. Go ahead.
Well, I don't have anything to exploit the airwaves with per se. I'm just wishing my aunt, who's now in Spain doing this trek of about 300 miles that's done once every year, wishing her well. She's on this trip, and it started about 10 days ago, and she's got a few more weeks, so hopefully she's still doing well.
When you say trek, does that mean on foot?
Yes, thank you. I'm sorry. On foot. She's hiking 300-plus miles. And the best part about her is my feisty Aunt Joyce. She smokes like a chimney, hasn't trained a bit, didn't exercise a bit, didn't learn hardly any Spanish, and yet there she goes, off and running into the distance.
Well, now, this raises an interesting question, Mark.
Yes.
Did Joyce know she was going on a 300-mile trip, or did somebody forget to pack her GPS?
No, she knew. Well, here's where it gets funny, if you can bear with me for a moment and with the audience for a second for digressing a little bit. She thought she was going to go. She had this thing planned out for a long time. Then she backed out because she thought she was going to be fired. But then the boss got wind of this and told her she's got to go on the trip, and her and this coworker that don't get along have to go to counseling together. The fact is stranger than fiction. I'm not making any of that up. So when she comes back, the two have to go on Dr. Phil or something like that to sort straight out their differences, straighten them out. I'm serious.
Wow.
Yeah, wow is right. And hopefully her coworker's not listening. If it is, whoops.
I think Joyce might get to the 300-mile mark and go, oh, now I have to go to counseling?
Yeah.
I'm going to keep going. If you need me, I'll be in Spain for a while longer.
Yeah, true.
All right, Mark, let's turn on the semi-random category computer. It'll spill out three categories, and you get to choose which one we will use first on the challenge today. The weekly topical category, Have You Been Paying Attention, leads the way. Or Showbiz and Sports This Week. Or Things About Kentucky Besides the Derby. The Kentucky Derby will be run tomorrow. By the way, NBC carries the coverage of the Derby. Tomorrow, on the various NBC television platforms, they are going to dedicate 15 and a half live hours to the Kentucky Derby, a race that takes 2 minutes and 4 seconds.
Well, I want to get the perfect score, so I want showbiz and sports category, please.
All right, 60 seconds on the clock. Here's how the Harris Challenge works. There are 15 points available, but you don't have to get all of them. You've got to get more than half. So 8 points or better makes you the winner of a fabulous prize package chosen especially for you by this guy.
Yay! The Prize Man!
Right, Paul, we have one dozen free donuts.
Donuts.
And they are from the Old Town Donut Shop.
Donuts.
Two locations, one in Florissant, one in Cottleville.
Cottleville.
We also have from Werenberg Theaters.
Werenberg.
We movie passes for free movies, and we talked about the Avengers earlier. Tickets for Avenger.
Wow.
We have tickets for other movies like Mad Max, which is coming up cool. In a couple of weeks, I think, and Hot Pursuit. We have a few other ones to choose from.
And if you get all 15 points on the challenge, well, we call that a clean sweep, and you get an extra package added on top of that.
That's right. You get a gift certificate to Jimmy's on the Park at 706 DeMund in Clayton. Jimmy's has happy hour with a new bar menu 7 nights a week. Plus, they have a brunch on Sunday, so check jimmyscafe.com.
My wife and I went to Jimmy's last Friday night after the show, had dinner there. Spectacular. Of course, we had to have some of the crack sticks that are on the table there and the flash-fried spinach.
Oh, flash-fried spinach is my favorite.
And I was talking to Jimmy about a couple of things, and he showed me the new curved TV, a big-screen curved TV. He's put it in the bar area.
Wow.
Pretty cool. JimmysCafe.com is the website. All right, Mark, that's what you're playing for in the category Showbiz and Sports this week. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which two teams played in the first Major League Baseball regular season game with no fans in the stands this week?
It was the Baltimore Orioles and Chicago White Sox.
Correct. Jane Meadows died this week at 95. Which Tonight Show host was she once married to?
Jack Parr.
Steve Allen. In the NFL draft, the Rams chose Todd Gurley in the first round. What position does he play?
The running back.
Correct. On what show did Samantha Bee make her farewell appearance last night after 12 years on the air?
Pass.
Which lead singer of the Drifters, also known for his solo version of Stand By Me, died this week at age 76?
Ben E. King.
Correct. Back to the four-pointer. On what show did Samantha Bee make her farewell appearance last night after 12 years on the air?
I do not know.
Her title was Senior Correspondent. The anchor of the show is Jon Stewart. The show is...
I was going to say The Daily Show. Now I feel smart. Okay.
Well, let me ask the judges. Can we give them credit for that?
No.
Sorry. But let's see how you did here, Mark. You got 5 for Benny King, 3 for the running back. And by the way, I'm so happy that the Rams finally have a running back because the 5 that they already had weren't doing the job.
That's right.
Did you see what Zach Stacy tweeted last night?
No.
Yikes.
Yeah, yikes.
Quickly deleted it.
Crazy.
And then today asked for a trade.
The guy sees the writing on the wall or on the national broadcast on ESPN last night. So let's see here, Mark. You got 5 for Benny King, 3 for running back, and 1 for knowing the White Sox and the Orioles. That's 9 points, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Well, I wasn't that perfect, which I wanted, but I will take the prize. And, Paul, I must say, you are the best man on the air in radio in St. Louis, bar none.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Say hello to your Aunt Joyce for me.
I will. Thank you, sir. Have a good
All right. You too. Let's move on to our second contestant, and that's Chris. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Good. Tell us about yourself with your 5 seconds.
I'm just stuck in traffic. You know how that goes.
Yeah, well, we're going to check with Tim in a few minutes because the traffic is absolutely horrible this afternoon, which I know drivers hate, but I'll tell you a little industry secret. Radio people on the air love it because it means you have to listen to us longer.
Yeah. Shout out to my 3 kids, Logan, Max, and Addison.
All right, what category do you want here? Chris, we have you been paying attention? Things about Kentucky besides the Derby, or our new third category, Multiple Choice Week.
Oh, I'll take the multiple choice week.
All right, Chris, 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which of these is not a character in the Avengers Age of Ultron? Scarlet Witch, The Flash, or War Machine?
The Flash.
Correct. Which sports league announced this week that it's giving up its nonprofit status? The NFL, the NHL, or the NBA?
The NBA.
The NFL. Gene Nidich died this week in 91. Which diet organization did she help found? Jenny Craig, Nutrisystem, or Weight Watchers?
Weight Watchers.
Correct. Where did NASA's Messenger spacecraft, launched in 2004, crash land this week? Mercury, Jupiter, or the Sun?
I will go Jupiter.
Mercury. How did the two candidates for mayor in Platte, South Dakota, decide the winner when the election was too close to call? Did they draw for high card, roll dice, or do rock, paper, scissors?
I'll say draw for high card.
They rolled the dice. Steve Christensen got a 7, rolled a 7. Rick Gustad rolled a 4. And so now Steve is mayor for the next 2 years, replacing Rick, by the way. They're the only two who apparently want the job. By the way, in Multiple Choice Week, Don Cheadle plays the character War Machine, and Elizabeth Olsen, who's not one of the twins, plays the Scarlet Witch, and the Flash is not in there at all. So let's see how you did here.
Comics, yeah.
Yeah, you're right. One's Marvel, one's DC. So you got 1 for the Flash and 3 for Weight Watchers, and that's only 4 points, Chris. So I am going to have to punish you. Today's punishment music comes with a little bit of a story, because a guy died this week by the name of Jack Eli. Jack was 71 years old. Jack was a member of a band in Portland, Oregon in the early 1960s that had exactly 1 hit. And in fact, as soon as the song became a hit, Jack left the band. And so this is his entire legacy, is this one song with the Kingsmen. Now there's a whole whole legend behind how the song was recorded. And actually, I talked to Dick Peterson, the drummer for the Kingsmen, a few years ago, and he talked about the FBI investigating it and it being banned from the airwaves and all sorts of other stuff. But that's not the reason I'm playing it today. I'm playing it because Jack Eli is, well, part of a piece of rock and roll history, a song that has been done by so many other people over the years, including marching bands. This is Rice University's band. Now, here's the interesting thing about this in our little classic rock history lesson. The Kingsmen were not the original version, did not do the original version of the song. That was done in the mid-1950s by a guy named Richard Berry with a calypso feel. And you can actually understand his lyrics.
Louie, Louie, we gotta go.
The song has been covered by many, many other people, including bands who thought that the version the Kingsmen did was still too slow, like the Sonics. Or if that's not fast enough for you, how about this even faster version by Eddie and the Subtitles? But that's not the Punisher music for today. The Punisher music is the slow version of the song, a band that thought this should really be a ballad. Ladies and gentlemen, may I present to you the Sandpipers. That's enough. Chris, you see what you did, Chris?
Oh, man. I opened up a can of worms.
I hope you have a great weekend. Thanks very much for playing.
You too. Thank you.
All right, let's move on to our next contestant now. And it's you, Brian. Welcome to the Big 550 KTRS.
Hello, everybody.
Hi. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Hello, AM and PM.
Thank you.
Hello to my wife, Michelle.
Okay. Three categories to choose from. Have you been paying attention? Things about Kentucky besides the Derby, or our new third category, also kind of semi-Derby related, horsing around. Which one would you like?
I'll be a fool and take have you been paying attention.
All right. 60 seconds on the clock, Brian. Let's play the Harris Challenge. In what city have six police officers been charged with crimes in the death of Freddie Gray?
Baltimore.
Correct. Who describes himself as a Democratic socialist and announced this week he will run for president?
Rand Paul.
Bernie Sanders. What new high-tech device doesn't work for many people who have dark tattoos on their wrists?
Apple Watch.
Correct. Which beverage company got in trouble this week for a label on one of its products calling it the perfect beer for removing no from your vocabulary?
I'll say Anheuser-Busch.
Correct. It was Bud Light. Which car company this week unveiled a battery you can use in your home to store solar energy?
Ford.
It's Tesla, the electric car company. Elon Musk has come out with this new device for the home, which will store energy. And Ian tells me you don't even have to have solar panels to use it.
Yeah, Elon said you can use it with your current electricity, and it'll just store it for you like a generator to be used whenever.
So if power goes out at your house, the battery kicks in?
That's right.
Cool. All right, Brian, let's see how you did here. You got the one, you got the three, you got the four. Hey, that's 8 points, and you're past the threshold, and you're a winner. Congratulations.
Thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Stand by for Dan while I go to our next contestant, and that's going to be William. Hi, William.
Hello, can you hear me?
I got you. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Well, I will tell you this to all your listeners far, far away. I've been living in Ferguson, Missouri since 1997. Up until these recent incidents, it was the best-kept secret in the world. Beautiful town.
Okay. William, we have two categories on here. Things about Kentucky besides the Derby or horsing around. Which one would you like?
Well, let's go things about Kentucky.
Okay. All right. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Who was the 16th president of the United States born in Kentucky?
Lord.
Well, who was the 16th U.S. president and a person also born in Kentucky?
Sam Adams. John Adams.
Abe Lincoln. Which Kentucky explorer blazed the Wilderness Trail in 1767 and founded the town of Boonesboro?
Daniel Boone.
Correct. Which former ABC World News Tonight anchor was born in Glasgow, Kentucky, just before Christmas 1945? You can pass if you want.
Pass.
Before becoming a separate state, which state was Kentucky originally part of?
Tennessee.
Virginia. Which star of the movie Double Jeopardy hails from Kentucky?
Wow. Pass.
She was there every time Kentucky Wildcats. She was cheering them on to almost going with the perfect season.
One of my favorites.
Ashley Judd.
She's hot.
And the former World News Tonight anchor from Glasgow, Kentucky is Diane Sawyer.
Right.
So, William, all you got was 2 points for Daniel Boone. And so I'm going to have to punish you as well with the Sandpipers. Changing the language doesn't make it better, does it?
No.
Okay. All right. That's enough. William, I hope you have a nice weekend. Thanks for playing.
Oh, by the way, I'm also AM in the PM.
Thank you very much for that. We appreciate it. Here's our final contestant today. Hello, Dave.
Hello.
Hi, Dave. Tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
Okay. Am I on now?
Yes, Dave. That's why I said tell us about yourself with your five-second cheap plug opportunity.
I would like to say hello to my dad coming back from Florida. He listens to you all the time, as I do, and have a nice weekend up.
What's Dad's name?
His name is Phil. I'm Dave.
Okay, Dave. We have one category left. It's horsing around. 60 seconds on the clock. Let's play the Harris Challenge. Which Beatle released a solo album entitled Dark Horse?
George Harrison.
Correct. The height of a horse is measured in hands. How many inches are there in a hand? 4, 7, or 10?
10.
4. Which U.S. president was once fined $20 for exceeding the speed limit on his horse? Ulysses Grant, Abe Lincoln, or Teddy Roosevelt?
Teddy Roosevelt.
Grant. For 2 points each, which two NFL teams are named after horses?
Pass.
Which group had a top 40 hit in the 70s called Horse with No Name?
Eagles.
America. Back to the four-pointer for 2 points each. Which two NFL teams are named after horses?
Pass.
You can't pass. It's the only question left.
Broncos and Colts.
Broncos and Colts is correct. Dan Strauss gets your points, Dan. Dave.
Okay, and I'm going to have to listen to that Sandpipers again. I didn't do too good.
Yeah, you're right. You only got 1 point, so here they are. Oh, you know what? I think Dave deserves a little something different. Let's go to the last cut on there. I think it's number 10.
Okay.
Go ahead. It's appropriate for people who are AM in the PM.
Yes.
All right, Dave, I hope you and Phil have a great weekend. Thanks for playing.
Thank you. Have a good weekend yourself. Bye-bye.
We play the Harris Challenge every Friday right around 5:15. You pay attention during the week, and you may win next week. here on the Big 550 KTRS and worldwide via KTRS.com.